nurture and support. Nurture and support. This is a podcast theme song. And it's really short.
Nurture and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to another episode of Nurture and Support, the recommendation podcast where we share all the awesome every week without fail. Now we'll fail because I've said that.
Way to jinx us.
But I'm Mel at Carmic9 on Twitter, and back as always every week is Kelly.
Hi everybody, Kelly Toole at KellyThul on Twitter, and glad to be back for another week of recommendations.
Yes. I have a different recommendation this week for me, actually. I sort of think so. I haven't done a music recommendation in a long time, so.
Is this Mel's Alice Cooper recommendation I've been waiting for so long?
It's not. Oh. It's not. But it's also not cellos, so there we go.
Oh.
So, I think we'll jump right on into it, because I'm excited. I'm excited to tell all of you about my music recommendation this week. This also, as many of my recommendations do, sort of points back to a long ago recommendation. So this is an indie rock band called Of Verona. And I'm going to tell you first how they relate to a previous recommendation. I have waxed poetical about the wonders of an MTV show called Teen Wolf before, I believe.
I believe you've mentioned that once or twice now that you...
Yeah, and I'm so disappointed. It's going to be so long before it comes back. But in that recommendation, I do believe I told all of you that I really liked the music that they pick for that show, which, you know, can be surprising given that I'm not really the demographic. But I do enjoy a lot of the music that comes out of Teen Wolf. This particular band has had 3 different songs on Teen Wolf, and they've actually... they've had a particular song called Dark in My Imagination played on a lot of shows. They've had it, I believe it's been on Grimm, Pretty Little Liars, all sorts of things like that. The only one that I'm watching is MTV's Teen Wolf, as opposed to the Michael J. Fox Teen Wolf, because I'm pretty sure they weren't around during that movie. But they're an indie rock band that's very... kind of melodic and synthy and futuristic, kind of electro pop. They sound like most of their music is very how to put it. It's pretty low key, but a lot of them are danceable. I suppose if you're a dancer, you don't ever want to see me dance because I would fall down. But I really like it, and their only album out is called The White Apple. It came out in 2012, and actually, the cover of it, you know, since I mentioned it's kind of a electro-pop futuristic, the cover of it is a hovering white apple over the palm of kind of a robot mannequin-looking thing. It's kind of a neat cover. I really like it, and there will be a picture of that up on the blog post. But you can find all of their music. This is the cool part, because normally I'm telling you have to go out and pay for things. Their music is all pretty much available on YouTube. I do like their videos. They've only got, as far as I can tell, very recently, Dark in My Imagination has an actual video. Most of the other videos that they have up are ones that are lyric videos, but they're pretty neat. They're pretty well done. You know how... a lot of videos come out these days where there is somebody actually writing words out either on a page or sometimes on a whiteboard, and that's how it is. They're doing this, that, in a lot of these videos too on something much prettier than a whiteboard. But I actually like these lyric videos. They're pretty cool. So I don't actually mind that they're not real production movie type music videos. But this album, The White Apple, you can listen to, I think, pretty much every song on YouTube. They have a SoundCloud account where all of these songs are also. You can, of course, buy the album on iTunes or the Google Play Store or at Amazon's MP3 store. But if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can listen to the standard version of the album for free unlimited streaming if you're an Amazon Prime member. Now, if you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can actually do the same thing, of course, on Spotify. Now, the good thing about Spotify is they have the deluxe edition of the album, which has, I think, like 4 more songs on it than the standard edition. So, while you can buy the deluxe edition from Amazon, you can't stream it for free if you're a Prime member. They're still going to make you pay.
Because that's what they do.
Well, that is the point. They're going to suck you in with something free and cheap and then tell you to pay for something. So a little bit about the band themselves. It's made up of a lady named Mandy Perkins and Dylan Pace. So it's only got 2 members. Sometimes there's a third. But the name of Verona, if it seems to strike you as familiar, they actually took the name after Shakespeare's play, Two Gentlemen of Verona, because it's actually got the fewest cast members of any of his plays. So
I did not know that.
Kind of a play on the fact that there were only 2 of them at the time.
I had a different theory for the lineage of the name, but I'll let you finish your story first.
Okay. So I just really like it. I really like the whole album, which is rare for me to like pretty much every song on an album. It's very, it's not so much relaxing, but it's not real angsty. It's not going to make you sad. It's not going to get you keyed up and make you angry and make you want to throw things. It's all the songs sort of float in between. I do like dark, angry music a little bit, if I haven't given that impression before. So a few of my favorite songs on here actually are a little dark, as in the title, Dark in My Imagination, is their biggest hit. It's one of my favorite songs on the album. It's pretty slow, but it's got a touch of this dark attitude to it that I really like. And you need to go listen to it if you haven't heard it. It has had some radio play. So I would go listen to it. It's good. The White Apple is, of course, the title song. And it's pretty slow and dreamy. About halfway through, though, it turns into this sort of upbeat song. And they make references to Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and Kaleidoscope Eyes and things like that. And one of my other ones, which you have to, my next 2 favorite songs on the album, you have to listen to the deluxe album to listen to these, is Zero Gravity. And this is really pretty much one of the most melancholy type songs on the album, but I really like it. It's good. I suggest you listen to it. And then there's a song called Breathe. Breathe has had a lot of airplay on a lot of other TV shows as well. It's their other big hit. And this one is pretty much a love song, but it's got this very dark, ominous vibe going on, which I kind of like. Not really stalkerish, but, you know, there's always the feeling that something bad might kind of happen. So I do like that one. It is one of my favorite songs that they have. And like I said, you can listen to the entire deluxe album on Spotify for free, which is why I recommend Spotify a lot. So it's a pretty good deal. But all of their songs are also up on SoundCloud. I think the entire album, while is not in a playlist, it's up on SoundCloud if you're a SoundCloud user, because there is a SoundCloud app out there for all of you who haven't used it. You might check it out. But it's pretty good. And if you happen to be going to South by Southwest here soon, they will be playing at South by Southwest, so you could check them out live. I have never seen them live, but I hear through a few forum posts that they do a very good live show. So if you're going to be at South by Southwest, check them out. Of Verona, the album's The White Apple. And actually, here just in the last couple of days, they released a new single. So I would imagine it's been a couple of years since The White Apple came out. I would imagine they've got some new stuff in the works. And if you're going to be at South by Southwest, you're probably going to get to hear it. So, Of Verona, The White Apple, check it out on Spotify, Amazon, SoundCloud, wherever, YouTube. And see if you like it, because I was really surprised that I really enjoyed it. It's got some upbeat dance kind of vibes going on, but it's also kind of slow for old folks like me. And I like it.
When you're not... Well, you're closer to South by Southwest than me.
Oh, yes.
But
yes,
it's still a bit of a jaunt probably to get down to Austin, right?
I would assume. Yeah, it's a little bit for me. It's about a 4 or 5 hour drive for me to get down to Austin.
It's a big state you got there.
Texas is very big.
Yeah, no, I thought their name was they didn't listen well to a Knack song, and it was a takeoff of My Sharona.
My Sharona. Yeah,
so, but yours makes much, but I like the other story better. I think so.
I liked it too when I read it. I was like, oh, I wondered because that was actually the first thing I thought of when I saw their name. So.
Which one, the Knack or Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Okay, there you go. So this is the difference, you know, which is that I was like, da-da-da-da-da. So anyway, that's good.
Yes.
So.
No, they do not resemble My Sharona. I'm not terribly familiar with other Knack songs other than My Sharona, but I didn't really get any similarities going on there.
Yeah, I purchased that Knack album. I don't really know what possessed me to do so, but...
I like that song. I mean, it's one of those things that gets into your head and then you would like to drill it out, but you can't. It just stays there.
Yes. Very cool. Well, I'll have to check it out, Nia. And I do for nearly all of our music suggestions that we have made, and it's been a variety, you know, dominated by one artist, but there have been many other artists we've mentioned as well. That all of those have been pretty well represented on Spotify, because even a very recent recommendation of mine, Braca Nolan, it was nice to indie, and she was out there on Spotify, so that's very cool.
Yeah.
And SoundCloud's pretty fun.
Yeah, I was thinking about making a playlist for all of our music recommendations on Spotify. I might get around to doing that one of these days, and if so, I'll post a link up. We'll talk about it at some point, but. That ought to be a very interesting playlist.
Yes, that would be it's the kind of playlist that would like break Pandora. It would try to kind of look across and say, oh, the next song you'd listen, I have no idea what the next song you would listen to would be. There is no discernible pattern here.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. Give people some variety, right?
Yes. I get in ruts, like I've mentioned before, and I will listen to the same type of songs over and over and over again, and so... It's good to throw a little Alice Cooper into the mix.
It's always good to throw a little Alice Cooper into the mix.
Well, so what do you have for us?
So I'll jump in here, and you know, and again, it's you know the distinctions between you know that contrast you get with Mel and I. You get Maisha, you get the Knack versus Shakespeare, and typically, although this one's free, it sounds like, sometimes Mel will offer the things that are going to take money out of your pocket. I tend to be the free guy as much as I can. I have something that's partially free. I mean, it's free for a lot of your needs, and you're probably going to be fine with the free version, and depending how serious you get and how much you fall in love with this thing, you might at some point choose to go to the pro version and pay some. But what I'm going to recommend... just very recently became available to any one of us with a Twitter account for free, is a social media Twitter management tool called Meshfire, M-E-S-H-F-I-R-E. Meshfire.com is what you would go to. You authenticate in, you click on login, you authenticate in with your Twitter credentials. I think you have to provide an email address at that point in time, and you're up and going. And you're in for free. And then later, if you decide you really like it, you can get the paid version, which is $8 a month. And we'll talk a little bit about what you get with that. So there's a lot of these out there. We've probably mentioned a couple of them before that can kind of help you manage your Twitter account. This isn't so much of a followers, who's following me, who's not following me type of thing. It's more looking at your interactions and driving you towards goals. So what are the goals of your Twitter account? You know, do you want to increase interactions? Do you want to increase your followers? You identify one of those, and then it starts to build a plan. Now, it has an artificial intelligence called Ember, E-M-B-E-R. Now, it's Mesh Fire, and this is Ember, the AI, really clever naming stuff. And the artificial intelligence kind of looks through all your followers, all your tweets, the tweets of other people kind of in your circles, and then comes back with some recommendations. It will say, we recommend you follow these four Twitter accounts. And because what it's done is it's identified, you appear to tweet about some common things, you seem to be in some circles, this seems like it might be a good connect. We recommend you re-engage with person X. And if you say, yeah, I'd like to do that, you can actually click on that person's name and a card comes up. It gives you a ranking on how much it feels interaction, how much this person can help you towards your goal. So if your goal was gaining a follower, people who are not following you are going to be higher on that list. If it's about interactions, it's going to be doing some estimates about how interactive they are and all those types of things. So kind of a 5-star scale, 1 to 5, of how much will this person help you towards your next goal. And then if it is suggesting you engage, you're like, well, I don't really, you know, okay, I need to re-engage with Mel. I really don't know what I would talk to Mel about. You can click on another button and it'll come up and kind of identify the top 5 things that Mel and I each talk about. And so these might be some good topics to explore. So it's kind of a nice a little thought starter there. It comes with some very nice reporting in terms of it. You can track your, you know, Twitter analytics I've mentioned before. It's a pretty cool way to kind of look at your reach. But this really breaks it down in a lot of different ways. It gives you here's your reach, here's your engagement, here are the people that are actually responding to you or forwarding your information on. And it also says, hey, here are your top, like, 7 engagers right now. So over the 28-day period that they tend to run a goal for, it just kind of tracks across there. And so I'm super excited right now, humble brag, to note that in my top engagers over this kind of, you know, shorter time frame here, mm-hmm. The actress who plays Betsy Kettleman is actually currently number 2 for me right now, which is like we had some engagements today on a topic, and she seems very nice. And so she's up there, and then Allison Lauder is still in my top 7. She's getting down towards the bottom now, but Allison plays Sister Amy in Helix, and she's another fun one on Friday nights to tweet at.
Name dropping.
Yeah. These people are, basically the whole reason I recommended was so I could say that. So,
yes.
No. Can I work this in? Oh, yeah. Oh, I could go to, no. Never mind. It's a beer I could probably mention. Vanilla Ice follows me too, but I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
I'm above that.
I've heard that before.
I won't mention that. So the tool itself, you come into it, you've got this dashboard where you can get all those fun facts I just shared with you. And then the task board is the next option. And that's where it's like, reply to person X, engage with person Y. The other interesting fun thing, and I had recommended this, Mel and I had talked about this before a Solemn Battery show, and she had an opportunity to get into it before this show, and both of us had the same experience that the tool recommended that we block official pagan, Mike Belinsky. So lots of recommendations to follow, but the tool consistently is telling Mel and I that we should block Mike.
Yeah.
And so I'm exploring that a little further with the good folks at Meshfire to try and understand why. I have a sneaking suspicion that within the artificial intelligence, and I've gotten a little bit that from the folks that I've been talking to, that perhaps the language and subject matter, if they happen to be on the edgier side of the continuum, and if it's like, if your goal is to grow people, you may not want it. That might be a rough crowd. Maybe you don't want to hang out. And I think Mike's had a couple subjects here recently that might have put him in the crosshairs, so made a recommendation. But I think it's hilarious that both Mel and I were instructed by this tool too.
Yes, to drop Mike like a hot potato.
That's right, but you can also discard a recommendation, and that's exactly what I did.
Yes.
So you've got kind of your overall analytics. You've got your task or your little noteboard with all your tasks on it, and then there's an inbox, which is kind of what you see with Hootsuite and all those other types of things, where you've got your timeline running on the far left-hand side, your mentions in the middle, and direct mentions on the direct messages on the right. So it's all the stuff incoming to you, and you can kind of watch that. There's an outbox, and this is where you can get into one. It keeps track of all the tweets that you sent, and then you've also got scheduled tweets and the little flame logo of Meshfire says, for me right now, no scheduled tweets yet, boss. And I can schedule some. And so I think we're going to be giving that a shot for a Solemn Battery to kind of maybe get a couple timed throughout the show. So since Mel and I both determined we can't multitask during that show. So it's got scheduling of tweets. And then you can add team members. So because of the way the authentication works and all of this, I could have Mel as a team member for, if I had a Twitter account that I'm managing, I could extend it out to Mel under her credentials and say, give Mel the authority to tweet underneath this ID as well. And there's no limit to the number of team members you can have on the free account. Where you have to start to pay is if you do multiple accounts and all that, but for one account. So if you had an account for a project or some effort you were doing where you actually did want multiple people providing input, you can pretty easily set up a little team environment and schedule things that way, which is very, very cool. There's a trending tab, and the trending tab, again, is kind of based off of your circle, your group of folks that you're connected to. And it does a word cloud of what the most common things are.
Alice Cooper.
Actually, oddly enough, Official Pagan is popping right now on my list. they don't have a big red X through it, at least. Yeah. But you've got, and that could be like in a over the last 15 minutes, over the last hour, over the last 4 hours, or over the last day. You can kind of see what have been the big themes. And it does the typical word cloud thing of things are bigger and bold if they're more frequently trafficked and those types of things. And to just give you a taste, this will be a risky one because I'm doing it real time, is to say when I go to my like 4 hour window or something like that, the 4 hour window, some common themes in mine is make a movie healthy. At the end of my rainbow, hashtags, two hashtags, those are, I did both those hashtag games, so that was type of thing. Rejected reasons for the Avengers to assemble, another hashtag from there. So you can see those types of things. And then as you click on any of those words, it throws all the related tweets over on the other side. So it's another good way if there's some things you're going into. You can use your Twitter lists. If you have Twitter lists and you've done that, you can do filtering with your Twitter list to say, hey, I want to look. If you create a kind of a subset, a list of folks saying, hey, I want to, this is kind of the main set of tweets, you can kind of limit the tool to cut across all of that. So it's really handy. It's kind of a multifunctional one. It is about kind of helping you if you're looking to make your Twitter account more robust, either in terms of followers or interactions. It gives you some very nice tools to do that. It gives you just some basic blocking and tackling Twitter tools like scheduling, which is really nice to do some of that. You can kind of play around a little bit with finding new people. The recommendations have been pretty good for me so far in terms of the connects. I kind of go in and look and I say, yeah, okay, I get that. That seems pretty much on track. I haven't really seen them off base. And they are recommending I block Mike. So clearly they have some taste. They know, you know, they know what's good for me, and they're trying. I'm not gonna take their advice, but they know what's good for me. So I found it to be just a great thing. Timing wise, it'll be a little different because we tend to record these about a week in advance. But this just very recently became available for free. Go ahead into it, and they are actually for everybody who goes in and kind of signs up now under free. You get put in a drawing for a free 3D Nintendo DS. So, you know, maybe
nice.
Maybe you get a little something if you get lucky there. So give it a look. So I'd recommend Meshfire. Take a look at it. If you goof around at Twitter at all, try and use it for different things. You might find it to be a very handy little tool, and it'll just probably tell you to block Mike. Just FYI.
It's just funny, the whole let's block Mike. That's so much worse than just unfollow him.
Yeah,
block him.
It was like and you know, burn all evidence.
Yes. Salt the earth behind you. That's right. That's just funny. It's funny. We love Mike. We would never block Mike.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, and don't worry, y'all, it won't tell you you're lame because like Kelly said, I got started in it, and it didn't tell me I was lame, and I'm pretty lame on Twitter. So, it's cool.
Yeah, and it's all through the web. You don't have an app to download. You don't have to mess anything there. I've used it on my Chromebook. I've used it on my iPad. I've used it on my Android phone. They've all worked fine.
Cool.
Pretty cool thing.
Yep. I like it. I need to look at it more. I just got started, but I need to interact with more people because I'm one of those people that have lists, and then I find that I keep looking at a particular list and there's all these other lists that I haven't looked at because yep. I follow a lot of people on Twitter. I've been trying to fix that. So if I have inadvertently unfollowed any of you that are listening right now, you should let me know because it was an accident. I've been trying to clean out inactive followers and things. So I need to check into all the cool stuff that Meshfire can do and interact more.
There you go.
Yes, because that's what Twitter's about, y'all, interacting and sharing corgi pictures.
Yes. And sharing reasons for the that were rejected for the Avengers to assemble, because yes. that is an excellent hashtag.
I missed all that today.
That happened a little later in the day.
That kind of
broke out.
I'll have to go back and check it out. Well, I think that means it's time for us to assemble some social media recommendations. I've got one that's completely unrelated to my music recommendation this week. And I have @TScottBrave to thank for this account. He's been tweeting this one a little bit.
World famous T. Scott Brave.
Yes.
Mr. On Talking Dead. Very cool.
Yes, that was cool. It is an account called @StarWarsReact. And what it is a bunch of Star Wars GIFs. So if you love GIFs, you love Star Wars, here's an account for you. So I don't need to tell you anymore. It's Star Wars and it's GIFs. So
yeah, and it's reaction GIFs, which makes it so awesome.
Yes. So.
Well, that's an immediate follow for me. Yeah. That's great. Cool. Well, again, we're gonna play the contrast game. My recommendation has everything to do with mine. And this is, personally, I will put this out as possibly the coolest Twitter handle ever. It's Miss Destructo, MissDestructo, Miss Destructo. Amber Andromedon, actually not Amber, we'll call her Amber. She is involved with Meshfire. She's co-founder of Meshfire, actually. She's been a connection of mine on Twitter for a while. And that's how I kind of found out about it to begin with. And she's been oh so nice in the process as I stumbled through some things and began to explore. So why am I being told to block Mike? she helped me through a little bit of that. But she's out there on Twitter under Miss Destructo. She's sharp, funny lady. But in the tech world, thinking a lot about the social stuff. Very cool, very friendly. And also very interactive, Mel. So as you dig around with Meshfire a little bit more, drop Miss Destructo a tweet sometime if you got a question, and I feel highly confident you're going to get a response fairly quickly, because she uses her tool. And so she knows, says, I need to respond to Mel.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Who is this Mel chick? And why does everybody keep asking me about Mike?
Yeah, what's this? What is this guy? This account needs to be shut down.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think they're based in San Francisco. They're on the West Coast. But, yeah, they may be making a stop by the Twitter head corporate offices and say, we need to talk to you about this official pagan account. It's wreaking havoc.
Yes. It needs to be banned.
We need to shut this down. Shut this down now.
Oh, so Mike will know who to blame if that happens. Hope he has a backup account.
Yeah, that'll be – yes, that would be – but we'll – we'll be character seems like a bit strong of a word, but we'll be character witnesses for Mike if needed.
Yes. So I think that wraps us up. We hope that you will join us every Monday at about 10:15 on Kelly's YouTube channel or on G+ to talk a Saul and Battery after A Better Call Saul every Monday, because we are enjoying that show. And if you're enjoying it too, please come join us.
Absolutely, because it's been fun doing the show. I'm actually loving Better Call Saul. It's been a very enjoyable show so far. But what even make it better is if we can get more and more of you to join us at 10:15 after the show Central Time to just talk Saul and share your thoughts and those types of things. So we hope you do. You can catch a little bit of nurture and support before, you know, in those 15 minutes while you're waiting, you can listen to a little of the podcast and then you can do that and you can finish the podcast afterwards. So we can there. What an evening. Yes. We give you there. So something to think about.
Absolutely. So we will be back next week, everybody. I hope you join us again.
Thanks for listening.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting.